the limelight. The position of Iran is positively clear that not talks but actions without delay are needed to resolve the impasse of the European commitments to its inalienable nuclear trade and all other rights. Please stay tuned to listen to a viewpoint column in this regard, which appeared in Iran's English language daily Kehan International on Tuesday, June 11th, titled "Ball in EU Court, Miracles Not the Prerogative of Material Powers." Kehan International wrote, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, who was in Tehran on Monday after visiting Jordan, Iraq, and the UAE, said the European Union's Big Three, France, Britain, Germany, which despite being signatories to the JCPOA, have yet to honor their commitments to it, quote, want to fulfill our obligations. Though we cannot work miracles, we will try to avert a failure, unquote. He added that Berlin, Paris, and London were working to deliver the instrument in support of trade exchanges, or INSTEX, which is a payment channel they unveiled in January to protect trade with Iran from the illegal U.S. economic sanctions following last year's unilateral withdrawal from the JCPOA by the roguish U.S. President Donald Trump. These remarks of Maas during a joint press conference with his Iranian counterpart appeared stereotyped to journalists in view of the lack of any clear commitment, when all the EU has to do is to kickstart INSTEX without any further delay, instead of trying to beat around the bush. Maas also failed to satisfy the Islamic Republic's diplomatic circles, despite the cordial reception he was accorded by both Foreign Minister Zarif and President Hassan Rouhani, in accordance with traditional Iranian courtesy for guests. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi told reporters the same day, what the Europeans have to do and what they have done have not satisfied us so far, and we stick to the 2 months deadline we have given to them, of which over a month has already elapsed. As noted by Kehan International, Tehran's position is that the European regimes have shown lack of will to confront Washington's economic terrorism against Iran, and instead of practically implementing the INSTEX, have contented to mere expressions of support for the 2015 nuclear deal. This means Maas's visit did not remove any ambiguities regarding the EU stance, and moreover, his phrase, "We cannot work miracles," clouded any expectations of a breakthrough anytime soon. Surely, the Islamic Republic doesn't expect miracles from material powers of which they are grossly incapable. It only wants them to honor their part of the pledges given in writing in Geneva, which they are obliged to do per international law, or else face the consequences, since Iran is fully entitled to take the necessary steps for upgrading uranium enrichment for peaceful purposes in accordance with Article 36 of the JCPOA. This was specified by Dr. Zarif, who also said in clear words that the United States cannot remain safe after initiating the economic war against Iran. During his press conference with Maas, he went on to list the state terrorism of Washington in the region, ranging from its complicity in the Zionist crimes against Palestinians and support for regimes funding terrorists in Syria and Iraq, to the relentless Saudi-UAE bombing of Yemen for the past 4.25 years. Kehan International said, for the information of the German Foreign Minister, who, without censuring American lawlessness, merely said The situation in the region is highly explosive and extremely serious. A miracle is an event not explicable by natural or scientific laws and occurs by God's will, either through prophets and saints or in the favor of the righteous, to the bewilderment of the skeptic, as has happened for the Islamic Republic of Iran a number of times over the past four decades. The most glaring instance was the incident near Tabas on April 24, 1980, when divine power made the desert sands to whirl, swirl, and twirl around the invading American aircraft, copters, and marines to reduce them to twisted metal and charred bodies in a few moments. This is a warning for all those devilish powers trying to deprive Iran of its rights of economic transactions, modern technology, including defense industries, and help for the oppressed people of other countries. It means one false step and Trump and his team of thugs, along with their seemingly powerful military forces, will go down the drain. It is hoped that Heiko Maas has fully understood the Islamic Republic's point of talks with his Iranian counterpart and the president, and will persuade his government as well as the regimes in Paris and London to earnestly start practical cooperation with Tehran, rather than succumbing to the pressures of the fast-declining U.S.